Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You got $801. I'll go to your Zoom party, Stacy.
No, but I want to go to the Cat Lady Facebook page Zoom party. I think that would be interesting.
You know, the other one I did, this is the second one we did, and we got a fair penny for that. But I'm just wanting to go to some happy hour. Now it was a book club, and I got to read a 400-page book. That's not what I had in mind, Stacy.
Yeah, no, but the cat ladies win. You could get a cat.
Have a dog.
I know.
But I'll listen, whatever. I am here to serve. Headline in the Tribune, Chicago's coronavirus disparity. Black Chicagoans are dying at nearly six times the rate of white residents. And in the story that you co-wrote with several other smart people at the Tribune, you note that while the city's population is about 30% African American, almost 7 in 10 of the cases that are reported in Cook County and Chicago are blacks. What's going on here, Stacy?
Well, the experts say it's a reflection of just, you know, the deadly consequences of being in an economically disadvantaged community for generations. If you don't have, you know, access to health care or access to grocery stores, you know, fresh food, over the years, you develop, you know, chronic illnesses. Asthma, diabetes, hypertension, those are the same chronic illnesses that people who get corona struggle, right? They have the hardest time dealing with the virus if you have these underlying conditions. So if you start off in a community where you have higher levels of these underlying conditions, you're going to have a higher death rate.
Well, I understand that, but if I understand you correctly, then do you suspect, Stacy, that the transmission rate is the same in poor or affluent communities, but the underlying health concerns in poor communities are taking more lives? It's not the transmission, it's the poor health of the people that are getting them.
It's a little bit of both, right? Because if you are in a socioeconomical disadvantaged community, you're not, and you probably don't have the work from home opportunities that other people have. You might be going to doing some of the jobs that are still out there in the workforce, right? And how are you getting there? You don't have a car normally. The areas that are being hit hardest are people who rely on public transportation. They don't have, you know, a bunch of different grocery stores within their area. They have one and everybody goes to it. So it's those kind of things. They do have higher transmission. They could have higher transmission rates, I should say, in large part because they are not able to shelter at home in the same way more affluent communities are.
I know that in some black neighborhoods, the church is such a focal point. It's not just a place to go to mass on Sunday. It's much more of a community center. I wonder if that's also been a source of the transmission. You know what I mean?
Right. Just anecdotally, from what we have heard, the city has worked with pastors in the south and west sides, and the pastors seem to be really strong proponents of the social distancing. I spoke to a pastor myself who, you know, is trying to figure out ways to do funerals while still managing the social distancing rules and not making people sicker. So the pastors are definitely playing a part in helping, and at least anecdotally, it doesn't seem like this is, you know, a church in Tampa Bay or their churches in like Louisiana where they're holding services in defiances of orders. It actually, by all accounts that we've received, the pastors are helping to partner with the city.
So then what's the fix, right? I mean, if these are societal, I don't know that
right. There's
any, you can be angry about this, but I don't even know who to be angry at.
Right. I mean, there's no quick fix, if that's what you mean. You can't reverse generations of inequity in a week during a pandemic. But there are some things that are happening. Mayor Lightfoot has ordered that larger buses be routing through those communities to encourage social, to enable social distancing, right? It's one thing to say, don't sit next to somebody, but then you get on the bus and there's no seat, you know? And they're going to inspect grocery stores more frequently to ensure that, that the grocery stores are requiring social distancing. The governor said he's going to, you know, up a social media campaign. Part of one of the issues in play here is that there are some myths going around, especially among Black young men at the start of the pandemic, saying that, that Black young men were immune to the coronavirus. And while, you know, the studies do show, the data does show that, that younger people are contracting it and struggling with it at a far lower rate than people over 60, they can be carriers, right? And they can infect their families. So the groups that we normally see working to diminish gun violence on the South and West Sides has spent the past couple of weeks trying to educate the community and educate young men about the coronavirus and how it spreads. So that has also complicated things in the community.
It's a fascinating and tragic dynamic in that case. We were talking earlier that maybe one in four of us have it, don't know it, and are potentially carrying it to other people. If you're indifferent to government warnings or think you're young and immune, you're a carrier. You're how it travels. So that's a message that they've just got to deliver. Any other notes along these lines before I let you go, Stacey?
I will say that the zip code, though, with the highest rate of contraction is up in Rogers Park. And there's sort of investigations going on right now as to why that happened. And one of the things they are looking at, going back to, you know, what role do churches and synagogues play, they are looking to see if religious gatherings played a role in that high count up there.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like. But again, you know, now all of us are experts, right? But,
exactly.
But that does seem to be the common link there. The reporting is in the Chicago Tribune. They have a print edition. You can also read it online, chicagotribune.com. Chicago's coronavirus disparity. Stacey St. Clair and others writing. Nice to talk to you, Stacey. You stay well. Thanks for your help.
You too, John. Bye-bye.